What the Health with Gabby Allen on FUBAR Radio.
Good morning, you beautiful lot. How the devil are we today? I hope you're all keeping really well, because guess what? There's only 28 days left of 2024. Isn't that mental, though? I literally don't know where this year has gone. It's crazy. But listen, welcome to my show, What the Health. I'm Gabby Allen, and I have been in the fitness industry for over 10 years now, which has been such an adventure. And it's ever-evolving, and there's always something new to learn. There's always something new on the block. So that's why we created this show, to learn and find out all the legit information about the myths and stuff that we see on TikTok these days. Some of the things we see is absolutely wild, so we need to get in the professionals to debunk these myths. But we also get to meet some of the leading names in the industry as well, from doctors, influencers, nutritionists, Olympians, gladiators, and we get to hear about their journeys and how they became the best in the business. And today is nothing short of the same, with two incredible guests coming up. Later, I'm going to be joined by Joss Mooney, personal trainer and founder of the Apex Agency. But first of all, we have my beautiful friend in the hot seat, Livvy Sheldon, bodybuilder and TV personality who has starred as Diamond on Gladiators. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming in, looking glorious as ever.
Oh, thanks, girl.
So where did you come from today?
I stayed in London last night, but I'm from Worcester.
Oh, okay.
Midlands.
Yeah. So my geography is terrible. I'd be like, where's that?
Anyone says anything about London, I'm like, well, actually, let me just look on the map.
Is that where Worcester sauce comes from?
Yes,
it is. Is it?
Worcestershire sauce. Not a lot of people can say it.
Worcestershire. Okay, fine. Okay, so anyway, enough about Worcester sauce. Yeah. More about you. So how did you get into fitness? We'll come to all the gladiator stuff first, but Diamond, how did you get into fitness?
So I've been playing sport since like a young age. From the age of 6, I was playing football. So I played football for a boys' team, which was so good. And I was so sad when I had to leave.
So why did you have to leave?
Because you get to a certain age, I think it's like 11 or 12, when you actually have to, you can't be in a boys' team anymore. You have to obviously go and join a girls' team. Mm-hmm. Obviously, which in this day and age, it's quite normal. But at the same time, I was so sad because I just, they're my friends and everything. Mm. But moving on from that, and had a real successful time playing football for multiple different girls team, Worcester City as well, who are going so strong as well now, by the way, so they're awesome.
Amazing.
Captained for quite a bit of that. I've played in pretty much every position apart from goalkeeping. I kick the ball. I don't pick it up.
Yeah, you don't want balls coming towards your face.
Not in that sense, anyway. and then from there, I swam for my county. I did county high jump as well, went to Alexander Stadium, which was awesome. And then from there, I found bodybuilding and the gym. And I started training between college and university, actually. I took a gap year and I was like, wasn't doing any more sport or anything like that. I just felt a bit lost. And so I thought, you know what, I'm going to go to the gym. Started training, had no idea what to do. So I enlisted the help of a coach and stuff. And then from there, I thought, you know what? I loved the fact that I could actually change my body shape and be in control of it. Mm. And just see my body develop and change from there. I remember screenshotting photos of influencers, even back then when Instagram had literally just started, and looking at that and seeing all those girls and stuff out there and just being like, I want to be like that. I want to look like them.
So that's so interesting. So when you were doing the football side of things, was you not doing any fitness side? Was it literally just football?
No, so played football from the age of 6 to 22 ish.
I suppose that keeps you really fit though, anyway, doesn't
it?
But did you not have any fitness training around that? Did you go to the gym then? No.
No, not really. It was just purely just football and being in school. Like I said, I was probably doing a different sport every single night.
Yeah.
So between school and college, that sort of thing. Football just kept me super busy. I think I was playing for two or three teams at one point. I was busy between college and
that's amazing.
College team and obviously Worcester.
And you got to play in Soccer Aid recently, didn't you? So was that a blast from the past? You feel like you were back at home.
Yeah, it was so good. Everyone was so nice. It was the best experience. Honestly, it's an experience that I'll just never forget. It was amazing. And it was so much fun to be there. Obviously, Karen Carney, Kaz, she was one of my idols when I was growing up. I actually met her when I was younger at a tournament. So I've actually got signed boots from her still.
Oh my God, I love
it. Which was meant. So I got to meet her and actually speak to her. And she was like, she couldn't believe I still had the boots. I was like, maybe not actually.
But that's so cute. Did you take them with you?
No, I didn't.
You should have got a selfie with them.
Can you sign these again?
How funny is that? Back in the day, we used to get people to sign things, and now we get selfies.
I know.
Sign my face instead.
I think the signature now as well, especially when people ask us to sign things, we get people to take a photo with us or sign it as well, so it's proof, because there's so many forgeries out there now these days.
Yeah, there is. Okay, so Okay, amazing. So that's your football career. Not ended, but, you know.
Definitely not, no.
But you went into bodybuilding. So do you find that you got, it was more rewarding for you to go into that once the soccer is, like, finished? Do you know what I mean? Like, as in, like, do you find that you got the same out of it as you did with football?
Yeah, I think it was, like, is it a natural progression? Like, I think it was finding something to put myself into, and I think being a super sporty person, like, I felt lost not having, like, sport to do.
Needed something to focus on.
I kind of got to the point between Christmas and New Year.
It's all the tinsel.
I look at this tinsel, I'm like, oh my God, it's lovely though, I like it. So between college and university, in that gap year, obviously, naturally, like, just have more food freedom, that sort of thing. As you're growing up, you're going out more, that sort of stuff. And I just sort of saw my body going to a place where I didn't want it to go to. So I was like, okay, I want to start training, I want to start doing something. And through obviously seeing those photos and stuff, I was like, okay, how are these girls doing it? So that's where I started weight training. So yeah, I think it was just like a natural progression.
Like, that makes me so happy, you know, because you used, as you said, social media influencing as a positive to then inspire you to go to the gym. You know, social media gets such a bad name sometimes, but it can do wonderful things as well, you know. It inspired you, and now you're a trainer as well, right?
So I'm an online fitness coach, and I actually have an app called the Lift Fit Journey. You can actually join now. This is the last day that the it's open to join until 5 p.m. guys, so go onto my Instagram and shout in.
Time is ticking. You've got 6 hours
and you can join. There's a Black Friday deal on at the moment, so go have a look. So that app, I do one-to-one coaching, but I just finding that I wanted to help more people. So that's why I developed the Live Fit Journey. And so you can go on there, your programs will be developed for you depending on how many times a week you can train, 3, 4, or 5.
So it's that weight training and
weight training, okay. There are some like conditioning circuits in there as well and stuff, but it's primarily based around how I train, how I've got the physique that I have today. So train like
which
me.
Is amazing. Yeah. You are super strong.
Thank
and
you.
Inspirational.
Thank you.
Okay, so talking about training, we have to talk about the gladiators. One of the girls in them in our like in the, you know, room here was like, oh, you're a gladiator. And, like, kind of was a bit starstruck, wasn't she? And we were like, yes, that's why she's here. She's a gladiator. So that is unreal. That's how I met Liv, by the way, guys. So we met at IFS this year.
We did.
And obviously I knew that who you were. And my brother was like, oh my God, she's a gladiator. Like, you know, because we've, like, everyone grew up there, I feel like.
Well, I knew who you were as well. I was like, oh my God, that's Gabby Allen.
Oh my God, look at us.
Fangirling over each other. Now we're friends.
And now look at us. We've come so far. So let's talk about your gladiator appearance then as Diamond. How did you get into this? Oh no, I know this story. It's actually so interesting. Tell the audience, we need to hear it again.
How I got into being a Diamond.
Someone found you and was like, I need her.
Wow. So I had to send in like a video and stuff to sort of, everyone sends in a video to like, obviously why you should be a gladiator, you should be superhuman, that sort of thing. And then obviously I got invited to trials and then I had to go through the trial process, which was so nerve-wracking but so much fun at the same time. And you obviously met so many different people. There was lots of different trial things you had to do, such as like hanging on a bar, see how long you hang on for and stuff. So it was all about different agility, strength, just everything. And then it was just a waiting game. And then I just remember getting the phone call and being like, oh my God.
But do you feel like you knew that you had it? I feel like when you do stuff like this, like you kind of, like, it's like me. I mean, it's not the same. Love Island is not the same as hanging off a bar. Different kinds of bars. But, like, I feel like before I went into Love Island, I already kind of knew that, like, I was going to do it. Did you feel like that?
I mean, no, because there were so many amazing people there trialing out.
Really?
So, yeah, they were incredible. So it was just one of those things where I think you just had to go in and give it your all. And I did give it 110%. And
did you train for the show, though? Was there, a different kind of approach to your training before going on there?
So once I actually got the gladiator gig and I got told that I was going to be Diamond.
What a name as well. You are a Diamond because you're so, glam and you've got, these sparkly blue eyes. You
know,
you
it's
are,
just
like, Diamond.
So weird because younger, I was a proper tomboy. So I was, full on. You would not see me in a skirt. You would not see me in a dress ever. Full on, skater girl. Think, Avril Lavigne, baggy trousers, everything, the lot. It's complete 360, which is really weird, which that's quite a nice process to
that's
see.
Also how I remember you as well in Ibiza. You're like, I've got the best outfit for Glitterbox, and you had this pink sparkly outfit on. So girly. I was like,
I know, which is honestly the younger version of me would have been like, what the hell are you wearing? in, like, literally.
You know, I was a bit of an emo as well. Yeah. I used to wear, like, different coloured stripy socks and, like, knee-high Converse
them.
And stuff.
Yes,
and the chains off the belt, remember?
Yeah, definitely. Oh, my God, times back in the day.
I feel like you're way more, like, girly and glam than me, though. Anyway.
Really?
So, yes.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, no, I'm not girly at all. I would like never diamonds... wear a pink sparkly outfit.
I feel like Diamond's brought out of me. Like, yeah. I feel like she has definitely integrated into Liv. I think we've, like, helped mould each other a little bit, which is really nice. It's allowed me to be that girly girl that maybe I would never was when I was younger or felt that I could be because I was such a tomboy and played football with the boys and stuff. And now I'm, like, getting into my, like, girly girl era, which
yeah.
is pretty cute.
So do you feel like she's your alter ego? You know, like, Sasha Fierce, Beyonce,
yeah.
Diamond... Liv.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, if you've watched Gladiators, you'll know that Diamond shines bright and she is unbreakable, like, indestructible. And yeah, you know, if you're going up against her, you're going to get a hard time. But she's also really nice afterwards.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah. Oh, that's, yeah. So.
We're all about that girl power.
Before you go on as Diamond, do you have, like, a ritual where you kind of, like, if it was a cartoon where it goes, like, and, like, loads of sparkles, and then you're like, da-da, I'm now Diamond. Is like, do you have those kind of, like, protocol before, like, to get into character before you go on?
Yeah, so when we go in, we get hair and makeup done, like, first thing, and we're there all day, really. So we're there behind the scenes watching the show and stuff. Like, obviously, it's a live audience, so it's incredible to go watch. If you ever get a chance, guys, to try and get tickets, because it's so different being actually in the audience than it is to actually being, like, watching it on TV. It's a whole production, and it's amazing. The crew, everyone are just incredible. But yeah, so when we go in, we get hair and makeup done, so we're pretty much in Diamond mode from the get-go, really. So before I'm going out to a game, like, it's just keeping warm for me. Like, have a little, like, dance along to music. Don't ask me what music I listen to, because
we need to know this now
it's a complete mix. Oh my God, I literally couldn't even give you any, like, names or anything to anything, because it's like it's literally, I put, like, a playlist on, I'm like, yeah, that'll do, that's fine, like,
just about the vibe, isn't it?
It is about the vibe. Like, don't give me anything that's, like, sad or anything. I need to get hyped up, so, like, a proper hype song. Like,
yeah.
I suppose Eminem is pretty much
it's kind of like a walking onto a boxing ring.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I don't know what my song would be. I love Eminem as well. Maybe it would be that.
It's, like, proper, like, has to be proper, like, has a good beat to it. And it depends on different games as well. Like, for Duel, for example, like, it has to be something a little bit more, like, low B, not, like, adrenaline rushy, because you have to stay, like, controlled while you're up there. And
so what's Duel?
Duel, so when you're up in the on two platforms, and you're against the contenders, and you have your pugil sticks, so they're, like, people call them the cotton buds. They're not cotton buds.
Sounds scary.
And basically, you just they hit each other in the head. It's great.
What?
Come on, you've watched Gladiators, you know. It's so yeah, you
in
stand
the head. I didn't know that you were aiming for the head. I thought it was just that's your tactic. You just give it away. Everyone else is just going for the knees, and you're like, that head first.
I mean, you've got that gladiator. The gladiators have got a win, right?
Go for it, full force.
There we go. That's it. But it's the contenders give as good as they get.
I was going to say, 100%. Have you ever, like, met a contender and been like, "Ooh, you are going to give me a run for my money"?
Yeah. So, like, first series, I mean, Bronte, she was a strong girl. She was a firefighter and stuff. She was super strong. And I think Zoe as well. She was a bodybuilder. She was a strong girl as well. So there's a couple that are definitely up there that are super, super strong. And like I said, they give as good as they get. So, I mean, us gladiators just come and we're just in stronger.
So,
basically. I've got to back my team.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's all fun, though. And it is, like, we're there to have fun with everyone and stuff as well. It's great. I mean, the whole show is just fantastic. And I just absolutely love being a part of it.
Need to come to and sit in the audience.
Yes, you need to come watch. We'll sort you out next time.
I'm just thinking, like, if I was a gladiator, like,
what would your name be?
I know, what would my name be? We need to think of that. Any offers,
yes.
Anyone?
Yeah.
Question then. So, you know, when you're going to, I'm seeing that you're all glam on your Instagram and you're going to all these amazing events and stuff. Do you go as Liv or do you go as Diamond?
Mostly as Liv, yeah. Depends what it is. Soccer Aid, I was there as Diamond to help raise money for UNICEF and stuff. But I feel like Liv is just getting known by the public, whereas Diamond is... She's amazing. She's there in Gladiators and stuff. So that's who everyone knows me for at the moment, which is lovely. It's amazing, obviously.
You get to meet two people. I'm two people on the daily, but most people don't like the other version of me. You don't get to see that version.
No. I mean, I think us girls all have two versions at the same time as well, don't we?
Multiple versions. Yeah, I'm sure my exes would be like, there's 10 of you.
You never know what you're going to get. You're never going to get bored then.
Yeah, exactly. Because, like, who are you today, Gabby? I'm like, don't talk to me.
Woken up, just look over and go, oh.
Yeah, okay. Like, okay, I'm going to leave. So, if you were to like start your fitness journey again, would you have any advice that you'd give to your younger self before you become a gladiator, before you become a bodybuilder or anything like that? Like, is there anything that you would tell your younger self?
Oh my God, this is such a good question, actually. I think, you know what, everything's happened for a reason of what I've done in what specific sort of point in time. But I think I would just more so just don't give up on it. I never sort of had, but I feel like I sort of was dipped really in and out with training when I was younger. Like the first couple of years I was really into it and then sort of stopped a little bit. And I think it would just be more consistent, I would say. Like, the consistency is really key with it. And, like, nutrition, I think. I really struggled with that because I started on a diet plan when I was younger.
Okay.
Rather than actually understanding, like, macronutrients and, like, calories and stuff like that.
So did you go on the diet plan for, like, the wrong kind of reasons rather than, like, nutritionally to fuel your body? To, like, was the diet to lose weight as such?
Yeah, so right. Diet was initially to obviously just, like, lose fat mass and stuff. Whereas, like, I think I should have sat down and actually, like, or had a coach who taught me.
Yeah, like, what are the goals? What am I actually doing this for?
That's it, more about macros and, like, tracking. Obviously, I think, was my fitness pal a big thing back then? I don't think it was, but I think it was around. But I think diet plans were a massive thing back then. So you just get put on a diet plan and you just followed that. And then if you lost weight, great. If not, the coach would drop your calories and stuff. But I had no clue about anything. So I then had to go away and, like, learn all that sort of stuff myself. And it's only when then I initially sort of, and just start to understand the importance of protein and the importance of calories and obviously fueling yourself properly is then when I actually start to really see some major progress in my physique as well. So I think that's a big thing is nutrition, 100%, understanding.
100%. I actually saw this, would you call it a meme? Basically, it was like an inspirational person that I follow on Instagram. And consistency doesn't have to be perfection.
No,
it's just about... It was like, rather than a full circle line, it was like little dashes, like a bit wonky.
And
I was like, I like that because, you know, I think we've all been kind of through journeys where, you know, sometimes I train way more than others. It all kind of depends on what's going on in your life.
That's normal as well.
Also the time of year and stuff when it's like Tinseltown like this, like, you know, people aren't really prioritising. Like, you know, there's different priorities, which is fine. But I think just like looking at consistency is like the long haul rather than just like, wanting to make changes really quickly. That's when it becomes like unsustainable, don't you think?
100%, because you can get into that real sort of like bad sort of place where you don't then go out for food and you don't enjoy time with friends and family and that sort of thing. Like, you shouldn't be counting macros on Christmas Day, guys. Mm. Like, you should be enjoying yourself. So it's all about that balance and having that balance. And know when, obviously, if you are going into a more of a specific sort of cut, you have to be more strict then. But when you're out of it, be a little bit more flexible. Enjoy life. Like, life is for living at the end of the day. I like the word, memories over macros. I agree with that to a certain point, but obviously if you have a goal that you want to reach, then you do have to obviously be a little bit stricter. So it's like, it's really hard because it's like, definitely live your life, but at the same time, if you have a goal that you want to reach, you have to be accountable for it too.
Yeah.
So, and I think it's about having like good advice and like having someone there who knows what they're talking about and to sort of give you that advice and be honest with you and be strict with you when you're like, okay, come on, you need to sort it out now. You need to start tracking 100% or if you want to reach these goals, or you know what, actually we've reached it. Let's just,
Chill a little bit,
100%.
I love that. Memories over macros. Yeah. Until you've had too many memories.
Until you've had too many memories and you're like, oh my God, why am I looking how I looked 6 months ago? And I was like, well, actually, you've been making too many memories.
Yeah, exactly. No, I love that. And I think like you're definitely a kind of product of what you preach. I think like, you know, you have had a journey yourself, like you've done so much already. How old are you now, if you don't mind me asking?
30. I turned 30 this year.
Yeah, well, it's a good age.
It is a great age.
I'm 30 as well.
I'm feeling great. You know what? This is the best shape I've ever been in my life. It's like, life is good. I'm diamond of gladiators. It's amazing.
I know. I was going to say, like, you are literally a product. Like, you are a diamond in yourself, as Liv as well. And I think, you know, if you can then, like, if that spills over onto how you train your clients or, well, it spills over to how you portray diamonds, like, that is a testimony to what you've been through.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
100%. Well, Liv Sheldon, a.k.a. Diamond, it's been a pleasure having you on. But I have one more question for you.
Oh, yes.
Well, so we actually said this before the beginning of our interview today. I was like, if you had to choose one favourite exercise, Liv, what would it be? And she goes, bench press. And I was like, wait a minute. I need to speak to my producer and ask her if she could do the exercise of the day. Because I would never choose bench press, let's be honest. Okay. So, Liv Sheldon, I've just given it away. Exercise of the week?
Got to be bench press.
Why?
I just love being a strong girl.
Like, yeah, baby.
You know, to be able to actually bench press, like, what was my max that I did the other day? I think it was like 70 kg for like 8 reps or something I managed to do a couple of weeks ago.
What?
I was like, yeah.
That's me. I wish we had more room so we could like do it myself. Here now.
Yeah. A little bit different. I was surprised myself. I think I shot myself. I was like, what is just
happening? Is anyone around?
I was like, has anyone watched this? But no, I did have a spot for that. But yeah, no, bench press. I've just loved always like being strong. And I think it's, yeah, bench press is just like one of those ultimate strong things. I mean, I was like pressed like the barbell with like stacked and away on it.
That's impressive, mate.
No, I love it.
Impressive.
Built under pressure though, right?
Yeah. I mean, mine would always be hip thrust, but you know, it's because I can't do bench press.
I mean, you have insane glutes. So.
Thank you. I'm going.
They look amazing.
Thank you so much for coming on. You are absolutely amazing.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
And I need to come and watch you as your gladiator.
And we need to do a session as well. I'll take you for bodybuilding session. Oh, no, you can kill me again.
Okay, like, if we train legs, then I'll do it.
You'll
with
do
you.
Legs, yeah.
Okay, fine. I love you lots.
Thank you,
guys.
So
I'll see you after the break for another amazing guest, Joss Mooney. Bye. FUBAR Radio.
That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum.
I'd love to ask for people that look at you. What's one tip you would say to someone that potentially wants to be a future Chancellor of the Exchequer?
I guess I would just encourage all people, but particularly young women, because I'm the first ever woman to be Chancellor of the Exchequer and the post has existed for 800 years.
Oh, wow.
Just to say to all young women and girls, there's no ceiling on your ambition. You can achieve whatever you want. Aim high, dream big, and you can realise your dreams too.
You're listening to FUBAR Radio. Download our app now to listen to your favourite shows, such as Access All Areas, Politics Uncensored, and The Dating Show. You can also download and catch up on previous episodes of all FUBAR shows, including our box sets. Plus, you can get in touch directly from within the app. Just search for FUBAR Radio on the Apple and Google app stores. Yay! The FUBAR Radio app. Get it today. Get it today.
Is the sound of your mates alive? Is getting to more gigs this year and the next? Is the sound of saying, I got you, mate? Is the sound of mates enjoying even more of this? Is the sound of mates getting home instead of here? Click your seatbelt, because you're twice as likely to be killed or seriously injured if you don't think.
When you notice something wrong, it tends to grow and eventually take over, to the point you can't really think of anything else. If something in your body doesn't feel right, the thought it could be cancer can play on your mind. Tests could put your mind at rest. Finding out sooner is always better. Your NHS wants to see you. Contact your GP practice.
Access All Areas with Bobby Norris.
We've got Georgia Harrison, my SAS sister.
That's when I thought shit's got real.
Well, I got out, didn't I, with my little earmuffs on and my scarf. And they didn't show that either because obviously they can't put everything in. But he looks at me and he goes, what the fuck are those? And he grabbed my earmuffs and he threw them across the New Zealand landscape. I thought, that's a fucking liberty. £3 from Sheen they were. I was still in my Sheen Queen era.
Politics Uncensored with Ali Milani and Zoe Grunewald.
What would you be advising the Labour leadership to do at this point?
My view is just apologise. I went to the theatre last night. I'm with my wife and family, and as I'm walking, a bloke says very loudly, John McDonald, has he paid for his tickets? I went back to the bloke, said, yeah, I did pay for my tickets, and I always do. What that whole ticketing thing and all the free gifts thing doesn't just damage those individuals, it damages us all, because they all think, oh, they're all the same, and we're not.
Follow us at What The Health Show for more from Gabby. This is What The Health.
I managed to drag Liv back into the studio. And I was like, can you help me do these listener questions?
You can't just get rid of me.
I feel like we've got a good vibe going on. So I, and also you can help me answer these. So listener questions for this week are, first one was, Frederica asks, what is your go-to exercise? Oh, I mean, we just discussed this. What's your go-to exercise to start to get the glutes firing on a leg day? So obviously, I put hip thrust.
I think, yeah, hip thrust.
It depends.
Do you get the activation? Like, I mean, activation, like it's I mean, you warm up with hip thrust, right? So
yeah. So yeah. I would have said like. I feel like there's a couple of questions in there. Yeah. It depends, like, if you're doing just a full lower body day, mm-hmm. You know, like glutes, hamstrings and quads, I would always start with glutes anyway, just to get them, so you can use the biggest weight for them. Yeah,
100%. It doesn't matter if they tire too much, that sort of thing. It depends what you're focusing on, but if you focus on glutes, you have to start with hip thrust, surely.
100%. But, yeah. And then that means that they're just done another way then. Mm-hmm. And I find that being a quad-dominant gal, as most people are.
Yeah, 100%.
It means that they're less likely to take over.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're in agreement about that. So basically, hip thrusts. But if you're looking for, like, activation of the glutes and you're not going to go straight with the hip thrust. Activation's a bit of a weird one, isn't it? Because I feel like some people are for it and some people aren't. I like it.
Yeah, I feel like you can get carried away from it. I mean, don't spend, like, half a session doing activation exercise. I think a couple of, like, single leg hip thrusts to get the glutes, like, firing a little bit. Like, so you can actually, like, my muscle connection. It's about feeling that my muscle connection, isn't it? So it's, like, getting that engagement first. So yeah. I would do some, like, single leg hip thrusts first and then go into building my weighted hip thrust.
Yeah, I agree. That's kind of something that I said last week, because I've got scoliosis and I'm imbalanced. Mm. I have to activate my left glute because it literally does not work unless
you want to switch on.
No, unless it's like, you know, talk to.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm like, come on, baby,
come on, let's
get involved. So, and then we've got Nathan who's asked. Do you run, by the way? Does Liv Sheldon run?
Do I run? Oh, my God. You know what? I'm actually doing Athics on Saturday, and there is a running section of it. So, yeah, I have had to do a little bit of running recently.
Okay, interesting. Well, basically, somebody has asked, he's doing 2 half marathons next year. Good for you, babes.
Yeah.
Is it possible to continue to make good gym progress during these weeks, or should I treat the training blocks as cutting phases? What do you think?
Oh, I wouldn't really like take it as a cutting phase, because you need the energy for like running the marathons, because the amount that you're going to be running and it's like your energy it's going to be expending, you're going to need more food, especially if you're trying to like keep and maintain muscle mass. So if anything, I would eat more.
Yeah, eat more, mm-hmm. and also use recovery. Your strength training. Like, you need to plan when you're marathon training. You need to plan your sessions like properly.
Yeah, you can't just do it like
ad hoc. You like it actually needs to be you know, properly organized. I would say at least 2 strength sessions a week, mm-hmm. and also the strength training is only going to improve your performance, isn't it?
Yeah,
because first of all, it's going to help prevent injury just by increasing mm-hmm. the resistance that you have in, you know, your muscle mass.
Yeah, the strength.
Because
muscles.
When you're running, it's constant pounding on your joints all the time. Whereas if you've got supporting ligaments and muscles around it.
Yeah, and you'll find that you'll stretch as well when you're doing your weight sessions as well, if you're forgetting to do it like before and after your running sessions too. But like you said, the recovery as well that you get from like doing the strength sessions as well into your running, it all really complements each other.
It does. And also, even doing things like not hit, well, yeah, even hit, or like just different types of endurance stuff that's going to increase your, you know, metabolic
rather
capacity.
Rather than just like pounding
rather
the pavement.
Than just like running, like we've had a few runners on here that give us different, running techniques to like, you know, when I go for a run, I literally just go outside and run.
I have like a circuit. I'm like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah, like, okay, that's my run done. Whereas like, you know, zone 2 running where you go out and it's basically, like, it's a hard run. Like a half run where you're like running with your heart rate between 120 and 130 and you're like dum 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 dum. I'm like, this is fucking
and
boring.
Like the boring runs that you have to do. Yeah, so you've got to mix it up, right? You've got to have like some of the one where you do like the intervals and stuff. Yeah.
They're hard. I went to a track once with my brother and we did like 400 meter run, 400 meter run, 600 meter run, 600 meter, 800 meters, and I was like
tired listening to that.
I was nearly sick.
Yeah, I bet you were. I would have been.
I'm like, am I running now? And then like that at the side of like throwing up. Okay, and then next. So you also discussed this as well in our little combo before. So Bethan asks, what are macros and why should I track them?
Oh, okay. Should I take?
So what are macros?
So macronutrients are basically what your calories are made up of. So you've got your carbs, proteins, fats, and obviously you have your micronutrients as well, which is like your vitamins, your minerals, that sort of stuff. So your main ones, your carbs, proteins, fats. So what was the rest of the question?
So like, why should I track them?
Why should you track them? So it depends what your goals are. So if you are going into a calorie deficit and you want to lose some fat mass, you need to track your calories and you need to track your macros so you know, actually, I am in a calorie deficit. Basically, if you're not seeing any fat loss and you are 100% tracking it, and you've got to make sure you're being honest with yourself, guys, as well. If you're like picking little bits off the side and stuff, obviously it's around Christmas time, there's lots of little treats around and stuff, you are going to be very tempted. So if you're trying to be in a calorie deficit right now and you're picking things and you think you are, you're probably not. So just make sure you're bang on with tracking those calories and those macros. Obviously, trying to build muscle mass as well, you're going to need to hit that protein target as well. There's no point in going to the gym, doing all this working out and stuff, and you're eating 50 grams of protein. Your body is not going to recover at all, guys. So make sure you get that in. And at the end of the day, to fuel your body for your training sessions as well, you need all those calories, you need those carbs as well. And fats for just overall like health as well, skin, nails, hair, everything. As for us females, hormones, we know is super important. Like that's that sort of stuff. So yeah,
love it. I mean, I think you've hit the nail on the head.
Went full on like coach mode there. Yeah, it's like, yeah. Come on,
there you go. That was it. All in one go. We don't even need to add anything. Yeah, I think that's a very very solid point though, because since I had my PT, I don't really, like, obviously I know what my food is and stuff, but when he gave me my meal plan and I actually weighed some of my food, I was like,
interesting. It's like with the people who do peanut butter and they get like that. And it's like, so you always put the jar on first so you know exactly what you're scooping out. So you can lick the spoon then.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. That's a little tip for you.
That's true. It's true. I think there's like a kind of fine line between tracking and then becoming like obsessed. I think if the goal is to... You know, if it is a very strict goal and you have a limited amount of time, then tracking calories is beneficial. Yeah. But I think like not calories, tracking food isn't like weighing foods and stuff. Yeah. But I think if you can kind of become like able to gauge your portion
once
control.
Once you sort of hit that point of that goal that you've hit, you can be a little bit more flexible then and stuff. And then you know you can go back if you want to just tighten up. Tidy it up a little bit.
That's what I do with like my clients. Like sometimes when we have reached the goal, I'm like, okay, like you've got the flexibility of like 100, 200 clients, 300 clients sometimes, like over the, like now moving forward, because I don't want people to become like so obsessed with it that they...
Yeah, you have to have that bit of flexibility, that little bit of freedom there, don't you?
Okay, so Tanya asks, do you meal prep for the week or do you change your meals daily? Do you meal prep?
It depends on the day. Like, if I'm going out and doing something, I will meal prep. But if not, I'm quite lucky, whereas I'm at home quite a lot, so I can just prep my food. I have chicken just readily available to me, so it's nice and easy to...
That makes me laugh. What, so you've got the chickens outside? I have chickens readily available for me.
Chicken ready available. No, I have, like, bags of chicken from GSN that are readily available to me, so I can just have those. They're in the freezer. You literally put them in the air fryer for 6 minutes, and they're so good.
Wait, where do I get them from?
GSN. So, yeah.
Do they send them to you?
Yeah, so I'm working with them. They're a real great company. So you have like there's bags of chicken, there's just normal chicken breast, and it's all cooked already, and there's actual meals as well and stuff. They've just brought out a new range, which is their signature meals, which is like packaging. They're slightly more for like evening meals. They're really tasty. You'll have to try some.
They're
really good.
Yeah, that's a touch.
But yeah, meal prep.
Yeah, meal prep.
So sometimes depends on the day. But I tend to have the same thing every single day, so I just, and it's nice and easy to prep for me, so.
Do you? So you don't have a lot of variation between your meals?
I think not really, like, standard breakfast is oats, protein powder, dark chocolate, done, bit of Greek yogurt.
I've tried to be that food influencer, and, you know, I have, like, people from my team being like, if you did more meals, if you did more, and I'm like, guys.
So long,
so,
thing is though,
I love it. But, like, I love making new recipes, but I just don't have time to... It's when you... Like, the only reason I'm doing it is to film the content.
I'm like... And you enjoy it,
I'm like, Jesus Christ, all these different angles that these few people do.
Oh, my God, it is a full-on commitment.
It is
a full-on commitment.
But, yeah, oats every day.
I'm like, photo of my oats in the morning.
I should have taken a picture of my meal prep, actually, this week. Because I have been, once again, since I've had my coach, and since I've been taking... We had a discussion, me and Liv, earlier, like... And we've kind of touched on this quite a few times across today's show. I'm also taking my training like quite seriously at the moment, as in like I have accountability from my own personal PT, because I find that as a trainer, sometimes you can kind of get a little bit, you lose a bit of discipline or lose a bit of like momentum and like motivation just because I'm like, oh, I've got to go and train myself now. I've been training people all day and like talking about fucking macros all day. Like I just want someone to tell me what to do so I don't have to do it and think about it.
Switch off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that does mean that it's like, give me that bit of like, okay, yeah, this is good. So I am meal prepping more.
Yeah. Do you find it's helping?
Oh yeah, it's massively helping because everything is like, my portions are just done. So last night I had like, classic fish, veg and freaking greens. But I just whacked in the air fryer and I've got now two more portions for the rest of the week.
Done.
Today and tomorrow sorted. Yeah. So like I've got a busy day today, I go home and it's just ready, done. I don't have to think. That's one less thing I have to think about.
If you're a super busy person and you don't have the time as well, meal prep is the way forward 100%. Have things in the freezer, like label it so you know exactly what calories, what macros they are. Yeah. It's so easy for you then, especially all with like a family and stuff like that. It's meal prep is the way forward if you're struggling for time.
I completely agree. And then I think like what I do have people like come back clients-wise that go, oh, but I don't want to eat the same thing every day. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. But like,
you need to then have the time and discipline to, when you are creating your meals,
and track on the day. That's the hardest thing, tracking on the day.
I agree. So basically, meal prepping is definitely going to help you towards your fitness goals. 100%. But if you do have a lot of time, then
if you've got time for more flexibility, it's not not like you said, not necessarily needed, but it does help. Yeah.
So, Marcus asked, this is a good one actually, what are your biggest gym pet peeves? I've got one.
I mean, I would say people like sat on their phones when I need to use the equipment, but I'd probably do that.
But what if they're resting?
I get that 100%. But when you've been on it for like, and I've already gone and done two sets somewhere else and I've come back, then I'm like, okay, come on, let's go now. Let's go. What would yours be?
Just men in general. That's my pet peeve. Just men in general. I'm joking. Just more like when I'm doing a set, and I can feel someone looking at me.
Oh,
and I'm just
like,
can you not?
Eyes,
I'm like, you know, I know I look great, but...
My glutes are great, guys.
My glutes look amazing. But can you stop looking at me?
Yeah.
You know, because I get all hot, like flustered. But now this is also great because I've got my security guard, my PT. He's like
a
51-year-old bodybuilder. And
Ace, love that.
And he's not in any way, it's not... Like, I mean, he looks great, but it's not like, you know, he's... The reason I went to him is because I felt so comfortable with him when I met him.
Yeah.
And now I feel like whenever I'm with him, people, like, don't...
Don't stare and stuff.
Or they'll just be like, oh, yeah, you know, you're doing amazing. I'm like, yeah, say something. If you're going to look at me, fucking say something. Anyway, another thing that really annoys me is... Oh, I could go on about all day.
But that's a whole other thing, though, is, like, being in the gym and as a woman and stuff and feeling comfortable. Like, I think... I don't know. I've never really felt like that. And there's been a few times where a few guys have looked and stuff and I've sort of gone, like, what are you...
What are you looking at? I can bench press more than you.
Basically. So I think being, like, a 6-foot tall girl, like, I'm fairly confident in the gym and have been, like, for a long time. But I think, obviously, having headphones on and stuff can help, can't it, as well? But I think it's one of those, it's especially if someone new in the gym, or like obviously you've been training for a while anyway, but if you are new to the gym and you're going in and you're feeling like people are watching you, I think probably the best thing to do is like headphones on, just get in your own like lane, know exactly what you're doing, have a program to follow as well and stuff. Like obviously, like you said, you've got a program you're following now as well and stuff. It's having that space and having that safe space of like what you're doing and know exactly what you're doing. I suppose that can help as well, but it's absolutely rubbish that you have that.
I used to go to this gym and just wear like a full tracksuit and cap and just like, but mainly because also I just also don't want people to look at me. Like it's just my time to, you know. Anyway,
you work hard. You should be able to show it off. So.
Another pet peeve of mine is when people are using machines, but not for the right thing.
Oh, I hip thrust on a leg extension the other day. So what do you say?
No. Like when you're, I've done that as well.
There was nothing else available to use, and I had to get it done quick. I didn't have time.
That's fine. Yeah, yeah. But what I mean is, if you're using like the area, and like for example, a squat rack, but then you're not using the squat rack, and you're using the fucking,
you just stood there
dumbbell. I'm like, move.
I need to squat.
I need to squat. Or like, you know, I'm doing the hip, someone's using the hip thrust like back thing for just to sit on it. I'm like, fucking move out my way.
Yeah, gyms are busy.
These glutes aren't gonna grow themselves. Bitches. Okay, last one.
Basically, when you see Gabby in the gym, just move out. Don't talk to
just
her. Don't look at me.
Don't look at me. Don't talk to me. Just only when I'm leaving, and then you can speak to me. Okay, so last one is there a way to combat weight loss if you think you've hit a plateau?
Oh, that's a really good question. I could go into this for days. If you think you've hit a plateau, I would probably say a lot of people haven't, and you might think you have. So I would just make sure you're 100%, and we're going to say about calories and macros again. Just make sure for a couple of weeks you are being dead on with your calories and macros. Like, I'm talking about tracking everything you eat, everything you drink. Like, literally, anything goes in your mouth, you track it. So any, like, coffee or...
That's what she said.
Okay.
Derek.
Moving swiftly on. So if you, basically eat, drink, everything you're tracking, hit your steps target and be consistent with it, your training. And then if you're still not seeing the difference, then you obviously are, you may not be in a calorie deficit. So that means that you may have to then drop your calories slightly.
I agree. And I also think that it depends what the, I mean, if it's weight loss is the goal, then fine. But I think that if you have a, like quite a bit of weight that you would like to lose, and a lot of it's come off quite quickly. So what I tend to see is that people that want to lose some weight, it falls off them so quickly when they literally just up their step count, or they literally just start to move more and it comes off. And then once they hit like a point where you wouldn't then necessarily be like, you know, if you'd started that at that weight, you might not be looking to lose that much more. Mm-hmm. So your body, it's a bit more stubborn.
Yeah.
You know, so then
your body gets used to like not having that weight to carry as well. So you're not expending as much.
Yeah, exactly. So as Liv said, like, you know, really track it and see if you've got a couple of weeks where nothing's really changing. And then I would just drop the calories, maybe a couple of hundred, depending on.
Up the expenditure a little bit more. Steps are the easiest thing to up, aren't they?
So, it's mental. When I was looking at photos the other day, my step count, I've said this before, but when I got Oscar, my step count doubled or tripled, and that's when I've been the leanest in the last couple of years.
Yeah, it makes a massive difference. 100%. Everyone needs a dog.
Okay, well, after this break, we will be joined by my other friend, Diamond. We're waiting on somebody,
guys.
He's not turning up, but we're going to have to give him a call. But I'll see you after the break, bye. Do not go away.
Fubar Radio. That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum.
I'd love to ask for people that look at you, what's one tip you would say to someone that potentially wants to be a future Chancellor of the Exchequer?
I guess I would just encourage all people, but particularly young women, because I'm the first ever woman to be Chancellor of the Exchequer, and the post has existed for 800 years.
Oh, wow.
Just to say to all young women and girls, there's no ceiling on your ambition. You can achieve whatever you want. Aim high, dream big, and you can realise your dreams too.
You're listening to Fubar Radio. Download our app now to listen to your favourite shows, such as Access All Areas, Politics Uncensored, and The Dating Show. You can also download and catch up on previous episodes of all Fubar shows, including our box sets. Plus, you can get in touch directly from within the app. Just search for Fubar Radio on the Apple and Google app stores. Yay! The Fubar Radio app. Get it today. Get it today.
I was fine on this beach the other day. I didn't know the time of high tide changes, and I had no idea it could come in so fast. So I'm finding out the hard way. From this fella, the Coast Guard, who dropped in to get me out.
Ready!
Before you go to the coast, check the tide times online. In an emergency, call 999 and ask for the Coast Guard.
Some companies try to reel people in by promising quick cash if you pay them to claim work expenses. But think twice before taking the bait, because they might just want to land a commission, and it turns out you aren't eligible to claim anything. You'll have to pay HMRC back, and it's unlikely the company will refund any fees. So don't get caught out. Check if you're eligible and make a claim with HMRC for free online. Just search Don't Get Caught Out.
Says
All Areas with Bobby Norris.
We've got Georgia Harrison, my SIS sister. That's when I thought shit's got real.
Well, I got out, didn't I, with my little earmuffs on and my scarf. And they didn't show that either, because obviously I can't put everything in. But he looks at me and he goes, "What the fuck are those?" And he grabbed my earmuffs and he threw them across the New Zealand landscape. I thought, that's a fucking liberty. £3 from Sheen, they were. I was still in my Sheen Queen era.
Politics Uncensored with Ali Milani and Zoe Grunewald.
What would you be advising the Labour leadership to do at this point?
My view is just apologise. I went to the theatre last night. I'm with my wife and family, and as I'm walking, a bloke says very loudly, "John McDonald, has he paid for his tickets?" I went back to the bloke, said, "Yeah, I did pay for my tickets, and I always do." What that whole ticketing thing and all the free gifts thing doesn't just damage those individuals, it damages us all, because they all think, oh, they're all the same, and we're not.
Keeping fitness fun. What the hell with Gabby Allen.
And we are back. Right, so I've got Liv still with me today. She's like ended up being my co-host, which I'm loving my life.
Hello.
We get to spend some quality time together. So we're going to have a bit of fun with this one. I'm going to ask you some would you rathers.
They're funny.
Okay. Okay. Let's go.
So, would you rather...
I'm nervous.
Okay. Would you rather forever exercise drenched in somebody else's body sweat or forever exercise whilst doing burpees for 2 hours straight?
What?
Would you rather do two
so you would,
every
while
day?
You're like if I'm going to a leg day, I have to keep doing like burpees in between. Like
yeah, or be covered in someone else's sweat.
I think probably the burpees. Like, how would you? Are you only drenched in someone's sweat? I'm going to deep into this. Are you only drenched in someone's sweat while you're exercising so you can wash it off afterwards?
Yeah.
Maybe I know, that, because I've
smelled burpees. I've smelled some bad people. Yeah. You know.
Maybe I could choose the person, the type of sweat.
I mean, it depends. Yeah, it depends if it is. There's some nice sweats in life as well. Yeah. Anyway, today's ended up being a very, you can tell I haven't got a boyfriend and I'm like, you know.
Who's ready to sweat on Gabby?
Oh no, who's ready to sweat on me? Anyway, moving on. You know, you mentioned, this is just a bit off topic. Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned before that you, about High Rocks. Have you ever done or considered doing High Rocks?
So I've actually done a relay one, but I haven't done a solo or a pairs one. The amount of running scares me. I would have to like train
for that. Because people always go to me, you'd be so good at
I think
good at
you
it.
Would be good at it. Amazing. I've done one of your sessions at IFS on the beach and they killed me off. Like, you are the cardio queen. And it's like, well, not hit, like the hit queen really, because that's what it was all about. And oh my God, my legs were dead.
I reckon I'd be good at the strength, like the stations, but it's the 1,000 meter run in between. What would like, I'd be
whether your legs
are used
to stamina. Like, yeah. I think your legs are used to just constantly keep going.
Yeah. Okay, another one. Would you rather belong to a gym where no one ever clears the racks and puts the weight back in the right place? Mm-hmm. That's so annoying. Mm. Or belong to a gym where everyone corrects you on your form and refuses to leave you alone?
Oh my God, the first one, 100%. I don't think I could cope with the second. I'm happy for what it to the gym to be a mess and I could just get my stuff that I need.
Yeah, can you imagine?
But if someone came up to me constantly all the time, I would be like, nah.
Fair. Okay, personal one then. Would you rather play football for the rest of your life or bodybuild for the rest of your life?
I mean, I'd probably have to say bodybuild now because I feel like I loved my football days, but obviously they're like in the past now, which is sad. So yeah, I'd probably say bodybuild for the rest of my life.
Speaking of my IFS workout, mm-hmm. that was hard, wasn't
it? That was
it? And that wasn't even all of it.
Oh my God, guys, when I tell you my quads were burning so much, but I'm not giving up. I'm never giving up.
No, you smashed it. I actually got offered a job on the beach.
Yeah,
remember?
You did. Yeah,
some woman came over
from the hotel.
She was like, "Excuse me, do you live here?" And I was like, "It depends who's asking." She was like, "She's like, yeah, I would like to talk to you about a job." I was like, "Ethan, get a number."
Yeah,
I think it wasn't.
Is anything come from it?
I think she wanted me to teach kids, which I don't do kids. Yeah, no. No thanks. Okay, so next one. Where would you rather work out surrounded by people who pile equipment up and try to handstand balance on them? Or would you rather work out with people who stretch? Ugh, this is what I've just been talking about, doing things in the wrong place. Would you rather work out with people who stretch and do bodyweight exercises in the free weight area?
So you're actually working out with these people?
Yeah.
So the first one sounds like CrossFit. Basically.
Yeah.
Piling things up and like walking on walking on the stairs and stuff. So probably the first one.
Yeah, fair. Can you do handstands? I reckon you'd be good at handstands. Although you're very long.
Yeah, it's. I've been practicing. I mean, I went to a CrossFit class the first time, like a couple of years ago now. And when the first class was a handstand class, and then my eyes were bloodshot after it. It was so bad. I mean, since then, it's got a lot better. It's got a lot better. Don't. It's fine, guys. It's good. It's just that I thought, you know, I'm one of these people that thinks, oh, I can do it. It's fine. I can do it. And I obviously needed to start with the lower point first, but I didn't because I'm stubborn. It's the mentality.
I know.
So yeah, but
that's why I haven't done a High Rocks yet, because I'm just like, I can't do it.
You
know,
you would
go 110%. I need to be good. Yeah. I want to be. So yeah, I went and watched my brother in High Rocks on Friday.
How did he get on?
Yeah, really good. He finished in 56 minutes.
That's amazing.
In duo doubles, he finished like ninth in the overall, which is amazing. He qualified for Worlds last year and everything.
That's
so
cool.
But also I've got that to compete against.
He does a lot of running though, doesn't he?
Yeah. He's like High Rocks King.
Well, you guys should do like a pairs one. Yeah, doubles.
But then that means I have to do the men's weights, which is annoying.
That's brutal.
That's annoying though, isn't it?
And you should have to do the running as well and stuff. So
yeah. But Yes, yeah, so apparently a good, like an average time for women to do hyrax is like 1 hour 30. Okay. So that means obviously I don't want to do 1 hour 30. I want to do 1 hour 15.
1 hour dead on.
Yeah, well, I don't think, yeah. But like, so, you know, and but that's going to take a lot of training. Do you know what mm-hmm. I mean? And I find yeah. that like also I'm on my glute growth journey. I think I've been on this for the last like 4 years. So it's yeah. like, it's hard for me to...
You've got almost got to do like a 12-week block well, of training.
If I was to ask
you.
Myself, would I rather? Would I rather train for high rocks and yeah. be fucking good at it and have to sacrifice my glute sessions or have an amazing ass?
There you go, balance. It's one of those things we got, like we were talking about, is like different stages of life, isn't it? It's like you may get to a point where you're happy with your glutes and you're like, oh, okay, I might sacrifice a little bit of glutes now. Because once you've built that muscle, it's then there. You just got to eat the protein then.
Yeah, I know.
Eat the protein.
It's so true.
Think of the amount of food that you would be able to eat as well if you're training for a high rocks, because it's so much like cardio and training and stuff still.
I love that. I'm
just,
like,
just think of the food. Yeah, like give me all the food. That, mate, that's why I train, so I can eat more.
Yeah, same. God, same. Although, like, well, I'm not eating more at the moment because I'm not really in much of a deficit because I do so many classes because I teach loads of classes, don't I?
Yeah.
Like the ones that I did on the beach for you. That's what I do in my membership.
Yeah.
Like I'm known for that.
Yeah.
Crazy, just like cardio bunny.
It's good though because was it like 20, 30 minutes and stuff?
Yeah.
Like I felt that was good. Like I'd rather do a cardio session like that than do like 30 minutes on the Stairmaster. Just boring.
Yeah, that's
which
fair.
I do most of the time.
You just put your Netflix on?
Yeah. Netflix, yeah, music, whatever, yeah. Whatever series I'm watching at that point.
Do you ever train with your boyfriend?
We used to, but like now he...
Once again, she can bench press more than him.
No, definitely not. But I mean, I feel like I'm so in with like my own training and stuff. So when he does something and he does it wrong, or in my opinion, does it wrong, it annoys me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, so yeah, we do train sometimes and stuff, but he won't ever do a leg day with me because he doesn't do like hip thrusts and stuff like that. So he just is all about like quads, hack squats and stuff. So yeah, he won't do like lunges or like RDLs.
Yeah.
So
people like hate lunges.
Hey, look, but they're so good.
So good.
Bulgarian split squats, you cry.
They are. Did you see my post the other weekend? It was like, so many people like replied being like, this is it. Like, Bulgarians aren't just about training your quads or your glutes. It's a mental
it
battle.
It is so good.
Because
much,
they're disgusting.
Yeah. Like, if you can put yourself through that.
Yeah. And like, my last week when I did them with my trainer, I was doing like 30 kgs drop sets. And like, I go into my sessions and I'm like, I like my trainer. And then mid the sessions, I'm like, I hate you. You are literally the devil.
Yeah.
And he's like, welcome to the house of pain, Gabby.
Like, thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you for the glute gains, though.
So, talking about food then, what would be your pre-workout meal?
Ooh, pre-workout meal. I'm trying to train in the morning at the moment and try and get it done out the way so I've got the rest of the to-do stuff. So it would be like oats, my dark chocolate, Greek yogurt, protein powder mixed in. That's
and then
my standard.
What do you have straight after?
Straight after, I probably go back and have like maybe a chicken wrap or something like that. So hit the protein, hit the carbs again.
Nice.
That's boring.
Are you going to go and train today?
I might do. I might have a rest day today. I was going to train this morning, but it didn't happen. So
yeah. Rest day it is, baby.
Rest day. What about you? Have you trained?
I'm training this afternoon, but just classes. Nice. Okay, so we've already discussed this. Cardio or strength training? I feel like you are just strength, baby.
Yeah, strength. I do like a bit of cardio and I do feel like it is so important, but I like to do it unless I'm like in a deficit where I have to be on the Stairmaster and that's just the way that I use it for my energy expenditure. I do like doing like CrossFit classes, like the gymnastic CrossFit classes, that sort of stuff. Something that's like I'm actually moving my body more and more functional for.
Do you enjoy gym classes like with other people then?
Yeah, it's something that I haven't really done before or really necessarily enjoyed, but I feel like because working from home and stuff and like being self-employed and not really mixing or seeing people much, I think it's quite a nice point too. Mm. I actually went back to my CrossFit gym the other day and like I hadn't been there for like 6 months just because I've been so busy, and I cut in, like everyone like gave me a hug. Aww. And I was like, oh, it's so nice. So it made me feel like really warm and just like happy. So yeah, I think
I
that
feel
community.
Like, yeah, definitely. And I think that's such a nice like... good point to mention when it comes to like, you know, anyone's fitness journey is that if you are finding it difficult to kind of get yourself to the gym or like, you know, follow a plan or things like that, sometimes it is like quite a nice way to start by just going to classes first of all. Like I do have people that come to me and they go, I've been going to classes for 3 years and I'm not seeing any change, and I'm like, yeah, okay, because you've been doing
wait till you hit mine.
Yeah. Oh, well, not just that, but I'm just like, you know, you've been doing too much of something is like not necessarily
Yeah.
Basically, don't be going to like sprint five times a week and then bloody...
Expect to be building muscle mass. It's not going
to happen. But I think it's a nice way to kind of like get your foot in the door. Mm-hmm. And like, as you said, like when you start to recognise people and like, you know, when you've got that community feel, it makes it more exciting to go.
Yeah, and a lot of classes now, they have like Christmas do's and stuff like that, don't they? So you feel part of that community, so...
Or if you have like a fit instructor, then that always helps as well. Well, my darling girl, thank you so much for joining me on today's show. It's been a pleasure to have you on.
It's been great to stay longer. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for staying longer. Yeah, really appreciate it. I'm sure the audience loved you as well.
Oh, so.
Good luck with everything.
Thank you so much.
Good luck with all the Gladiator stuff too.
Yes.
I would love to come in, as I said, and see you live in action. Maybe me and you
should
get
apply
up there
as like a contender.
Yeah, I'm actually gonna do that. That is my next year's goal. Make sure you send any questions in for next week's show, guys, at What the Health Show on Instagram, and I will see you then for another amazing show. Lots of love, and I will see you next time.